In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Tuesday, I do believe, the 26th of April. Great, as always, to have you along, everybody. Five primaries today. Delegate counting abounds, and it's possible things will be closer to settled once all the polls close tonight. But among the economic truisms of this campaign so far has been this. The trade really matters. How we do it and who we do it with have been central issues in the campaigns of both Senator Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump. And the support they have found for their positions, the discontent that they seem to have tapped into, has put pressure on other campaigns to follow their lead. Why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this because there's some new research out that helps explain why and how trade plays out politically. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson gets us going.
The idea to zoom in on places in the U.S. that were hard hit by competition from China, places that made a lot of furniture or shoes or whatever, and see how that impacted voting behavior. MIT economist David Otter and his colleagues looked at House elections from 2002 to 2010.
What you see is that areas that have been heavily trade exposed have been removing moderates from office, moderate Democrats particularly and moderate Republicans as well, and then electing more ideologically strident officials.
In other words, people hurt by trade are more drawn to conservative Republicans on the one hand and liberal Democrats on the other. There's this polarization. And if you dig deeper, break out voters by race.
Most voting districts are majority white. In those areas, you see very sharp movements to the right.
And in districts with more minorities, the opposite.
Moderate Democrats removed and liberal Democrats put in office.
Otter says these earlier votes, they're breadcrumbs. The support we're seeing for Donald Trump on the right and Bernie Sanders on the left is the continuation of a narrative that reaches back more than a decade.
I don't want to say we could have called it, but we can at least say there's stuff that we missed that had we known, we wouldn't be as surprised as we've been.
But at the same time, for the past 4 years, Gallup polling has found a majority of Americans see foreign trade as an economic opportunity rather than a threat. Frank Newport is Gallup's editor-in-chief.
And that's consistent enough now for several years to lead us to believe that's a pretty firm attitude.
When you zoom out beyond those trade-impacted areas, for the average American, trade is much less divisive. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.